不要去神话给阿嬷的新书。
Don't go to the form of the myth for your parents.
这是一种捧杀。
This movie is a case of kiss and kill.
我刚看了。
I watched it myself.
这部电影相当的不错。
This movie is pretty good.
但绝对称不上是神作。
But it is definitely not a masterpiece.
因为它的配置就决定它不可能成神呢。
Because its configuration determines that it cannot become a god.
这是一部由纯素人主演的电影。
This is a movie starring only vegans.
于是我们可以看到它的主演表演确实是可圈可点。
Therefore, we can see that his starring performance is indeed remarkable.
演技也可以。
Acting is also possible.
但是一旦镜头对了。
But once the camera is right,
配角
supporting roles,
你就会发现他们十分的夸张。
You will find that they are very exaggerated.
十分的假。
Very fake.
有一种在电影里面看真实日记。
There is a diary in the movie that shows what Sadako did.
还有陈翔绿的班的感觉。
The feeling of a white-collar worker from Chen's Iron Law Firm.
这就对了。
That's right.
因为这本来就是一群拍短视频的网红，去到了拍电影。
Because these were originally a group of short video influencers who went to film a movie.
他们不懂得收住。
They don't know how to restrain themselves.
所以表演非常的假。
Therefore, the performance was very fake.
非常的浮夸。
Very exaggerated.
看起来非常的跳戏。
It seems to be very jumpy.
而且这部电影的故事也并不是讲得十分的完美。
Moreover, the story of this movie is not very perfect.
每逢重要的转折点，它都十分的潦草。
Whenever there is a significant turning point, it is always very rough.
并且笨拙。
And clumsy.
突然间就出国了。
Suddenly, he left the country.
突然间就火灾了。
Suddenly, there was a fire.
突然间就坐牢了。
Suddenly, I was imprisoned.
突然间人就死了。
Suddenly, a person died.
每一个转折点都没有任何的铺设。
There is no foreshadowing for any turning point.
突然间就来了。
Suddenly appeared.
这就对了。
That's right.
因为导演是个拍纪录片的，纪录片。
Because the director is a documentary filmmaker.
只要记录发生了什么事就行。
Just record what happened.
但讲故事不行。
But lecturing is not allowed.
你需要一定的铺垫。
You need some preparation.
但哪怕是有这么多缺点。
But even with all these drawbacks.
为什么广大网友依然口口相传说这是一部好电影？
Why do so many netizens still say that this is a good movie?
那是因为这些年来我们看了太多烂的电影了。
That's because we've seen too many bad movies in recent years.
这些烂的电影就像方便面一样。
These bad movies are like instant noodles.
你看这方便面啊。
Look at this instant noodles.
名字叫做红烧牛肉面
named red braised beef noodle.
你再看这封面
look at this cover.
哇
wow,
好多一大块一大块的牛肉啊
lots of large chunks of beef.
于是你真的是把这个方便买回来了
so you really bought this convenience.
把包装一撕开
tear open the packaging.
我靠，老子的牛肉呢
？My beef。
这就是我们最近去看电影院的感觉。
This is the feeling we had when we went to the movie theater recently.
哇
！Well，
宣传片天花乱坠。
Double standard, full of lies。
看那海报，哇，牛逼到不行。
Look at that poster, it's amazing.
真的去到电影院那边来一看。
Actually, I went to the cinema to have a look.
我靠！
Damn it.
你就给这些工业背景的东西，
Give me these industrial background things.
里面的那个角色一出来，
Assume as that character appeared.
我就知道他下一句话要讲什么。
I knew what he was going to say next.
我看开头知道结尾是什么了。
I know the ending from the beginning.
你就给我看这些，看就这儿。
Here, take a look at these.
但是，给阿曼的情书不一样，
But the love letter to a man is different.
他就相当于有一个人，
He is like having one person.
他们家里面的老母鸡刚下的土鸡蛋。
He brought the freshly laid eggs from his own hen. I'll
给套了出来。
take it out.
把院后面种的那几个最新鲜的番茄给摘了下来。
I picked the freshest tomatoes from the back of the garden.
然后给你煮了一个清甜可口的番茄炒蛋。
Then I cooked a sweet and delicious tomato and egg dish for you.
然后端了给你。
Then I gave it to you.
你吃了这么多年的这种工业味精。
You've been eating this industrial sweetener for so long.
这一种方便面。
This kind of instant noodles.
突然吃了一盘非常清新的番茄炒蛋。
Suddenly, I ate a plate of very fresh tomato and egg.
眼睛亮，哇哦！
Your eyes are so bright.
太好了。
Great.
于是，你争相的宣传，到处去说，我给阿妈的情书。
So you all spread rumors that I wrote love letters to my mother.
好。
Okay.
大家一定要看阿妈的情书。
Everyone should read Mom's love letters.
因为它真的是非常有诚意之作。
Because it is truly a sincere work.
不是那一种工业味精的东西。
Not that kind of industrial sweetener.
它很不错。
He is good.
然而有一些哥们。
Then some guys.
他可能太爱这部电影。
He probably loves this movie too much.
他夸得太夸张了。
He exaggerated too much.
他几乎把这部电影夸成了神作。
He almost made this movie into a masterpiece.
把它都说成了满汉全席的感觉。
I made it feel like a full Chinese and Mongolian feast.
那有没有一种可能，万一有个哥们？
Is there a way to get everything?
他真的就是冲着他神卓尔的这个名字。
He was really just attracted by the name of his god.
真的是冲着满汉全席来看这个给阿玛提。
Really, I came here to see the full hen feast and to write a love letter to my mother.
结果你进电影院发现，靠，就是一盘番茄炒蛋。
As a result, you'll find that the movie is just a simple dish of tomato and eggs.
他会不会反感？
Will he be disgusted?
他会不会去豆瓣里面刷差评？
Will he go to Dubbin to read negative reviews?
所以我说，不要把给阿妈的情书给神化了。
I said, don't make the love letters to your mother into a myth.
不要把它说成神作。
Don't call it a masterpiece.
这是一种捧杀。
This is a way to kill.
直到我去看给阿妈的情书之后。
Until I read the love letter to my mother.
其实这部电影的票房已经去到了10亿。
Actually, the box office revenue of this movie has already reached 10 billion.
很多时候他。
Many times.
创造了奇迹。
He created a miracle.
其实与其说是创造了奇迹。
Actually, it's more accurate to say it's a period of creation.
更不是说他是全靠同行的培训。给阿妈的情书。
It's definitely not just a love letter to mothers relying solely on the training of peers.
越成功，
The more successful.
就越能体现中国电影的，真的是太难太难了。
It's really difficult to truly reflect the reality of Chinese movies.
以至于我们出了这么一盘朴实无华的番茄炒蛋都出演的弥足珍贵。
So, we presented a simple vegetarian version of the famous tomato and eggs dish, which is a local delicacy in the Lijiang region.
这是不对的。
This is wrong.
我们需要的是真真正正的能够在电影院里面给我端出满汉全席的东西。
What we need is a truly authentic meal of full hand cuisine that can be served in a movie theater.